of relief. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. New York Community Bank is agreeing to purchase a significant chunk of Signature Bank, which collapsed on March 12th. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has more.
40 branches of Signature will become Flagstar Bank starting tomorrow. Flagstar is one of New York Community Bank's subsidiaries. The FDIC is promising depositors that the banks will operate as normal. Signature Bank is the second bank to fail this month after Silicon Valley Bank's collapse. It's the third largest bank failure in U.S. history.
The deal to buy part of Signature Bank is to be worth an estimated $2.7 billion. Swiss banking giant UBS agreeing to buy troubled Credit Suisse for over $3 billion. Republicans condemning Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's possible indictment of former President Trump. At a House Republican summit in Florida Sunday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy criticizing politically motivated investigations.
It should be equal justice in America. And stop going after people because you have political differences.
Vladimir Putin making a surprise visit to the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. It's the Russian president's first trip to the territory since Russian forces captured it in September. China's leader Xi Jinping is slated to meet with Putin in Moscow this week. California bracing for more storms this week. Fox weather meteorologist Adam Klotz with the details.
Tuesday and Wednesday, just another large rainmaker begins to move onshore. And it's just really a river of moisture moving in from the Pacific. It's been happening here for quite a while now. And as you can tell, still moisture, just more moisture just off the coast. So it hits California, it runs into the Intermountain West, and then you start to see a whole lot of snow. So additional snowfall for some of those areas.
The storms providing the drought-stricken state unusually high levels of rain. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A California family is desperate to find one of their beloved members who was kidnapped in Mexico. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
The woman who was kidnapped has been identified as 63-year-old Maria del Carmen Lopez. She's a U.S. citizen, a grandmother, and a mother of seven. Her relatives say it has been very tough explaining to the children and the family why their loving grandmother is not around. Lopez's family says she was kidnapped on February 9th while she was gardening at her home in the small Mexican town of Pueblo Nuevo. They say a van pulled up to her house, and that's when two guys in hoods got out, grabbed her, covered her mouth, and then forced her into a van and drove away.
No arrests have been made in connection to the case. The person responsible for the kidnapping contacted the family to demand ransom money for Lopez's return. Investigators are looking into whether the Murdaugh family had any involvement in another potential murder case. Fox's Jonathan Sari has the latest.
Friends and relatives of Stephen Smith have raised more than three times the money they were seeking to commission an independent autopsy. Stephen Smith, who was 19 at the time of his death, was openly gay and had been a high school classmate of Murdaugh's older son, Buster. Stephen's body was found on July 8, 2015, near the Murdaugh family's Moselle hunting estate, where Buster's mother, Maggie, and brother, Paul, were fatally shot 6 years later. State investigators say information discovered during the Murdaugh investigation led them to reopen the Smith case, which they had initially determined was a hit-and-run accident.
Disgraced lawyer Alec Murdaugh was convicted back on March 2nd of killing his wife and son. Number 7 seed Michigan State beating 2nd seed Marquette 69-60 in the second round of the NCAA tournament, reaching the Sweet 16 for the first time in 4 years. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.